full of statements, which the church has grabbed onto and uses both for their guidance, some of even their theology that they have talked about. In our gospel, we hear how sins between believers should be resolved. Many churches today have taken this to heart and has used that sort of as a template to bring back the wayward. As you know, my middle daughter, you may know that she married a Jehovah Witness, and this is very strong in the Jehovah Witness faith, where if somebody has wronged their church, they go to them with the elders and talk to that person alone and then try to bring them back to the church. The ending of the gospel carries that familiar claim, where two or more are gathered in his name, there he will be. That's one of the basis that when priests are saying Mass, they encourage you to have even another person there at the Mass, because they want you to again use that and to have the presence of Jesus. This passage also contains that basis for authority of what the Catholic priest to forgive sins in the sacrament of reconciliation, where Jesus says to his disciples, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. It also tells us what each of us should do when we personally have been wronged or hurt. It says, if your brother should commit any wrong against you. I remember both my kids and little Moses and Millie. I remember how many times I hear, Dad, Dad, Kelly is poking me. Or I'll hear Millie yelling at Moses, 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 Millie, Millie. And from that very beginning, when my kids were younger, they knew exactly what to do when wrongs have been committed against them. There is something almost enjoyable about clearly becoming a victim, knowing that retribution of some form is well deserved, and to get that other person in trouble. And we find that when we've been wronged, we often go through the order of things. First, we tell everyone else what happened. Then we wait for the guilty one to get what they deserve. But Jesus leads us in a different direction in today's gospel. He asks us to care, and care deeply for the one who has hurt us. From the first thing he tells us to do is to keep it between you and the one who has hurt you. We can't use this wrong as an opportunity to perfect our role as victims. We aren't told to run down the reputation of another, even if it's under the guise of sharing the pain of our hurt with everyone else. It's a clear departure from our telltale all culture. I don't have to tell you of all the television shows where everybody talks about how everybody wronged them, and then they bring that person on stage and everybody's yelling at them and screaming at them and making them feel terrible. Jesus asks us to be silent about the wrongs against us, except to return to the person that has hurt us and to talk to him or her. We are invited to care for that person by talking, discussing the injury privately, trying to resolve our differences. If the person doesn't respond, Jesus says, you may ask someone else to help moderate, even at the end to bring it to the church. Each of these steps is designed not to get our own well-deserved justice, but as a way of caring for that other person. If none of this works, we are simply told by Jesus to just avoid that person. We are asked not to talk about that person, or to carry that injury in our hearts for years. Today's gospel seems to be asking us to behave in a radically different, and I would say almost unnatural way. We are asked to take our role as a victim and use it in a special way to care for the one who hurt us, transforming not only the injury, but ourselves and perhaps them as well. As humans, we are bound to be at both ends of committing hurts. We will be hurt and we will hurt people. Wouldn't this be a wonderful guideline for life when we are the ones who eventually have hurt somebody? Wouldn't we want them to come to talk to us? In the end, Jesus invites us to prayer, especially to gather together for prayer. Could it be that we are invited to pray with and for the one who hurt us? How different our lives and our world would be if we could just accept that invitation from Jesus.